Hi, everybody. Well, today is our Wednesday program, if you didn't know that. So today's Wednesday, unless you're on an archive, and maybe a different day. So the date today is April 15th, 2015. And I guess we'll clear away anxieties from people, if you have any anxieties today. So here we go. Releasing stress, anxieties. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And let's do that one again here. So one, oh boy, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. And let's see here. Let's put you into the present moment. So you might want to do your finger exercise, see where you are. And here we go. We have your hand just kind of move in front of you so you can kind of get an idea where you are. And here we go. So moving that energy a little bit, moving your finger. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And now it should be exactly in front of you. And if it's not, then you're kind of in the beyond, so we'll do it again for you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There, that feels a little better. Okay, and let's now start here with energizing the light beam. And here we go. So today, I'll do the light beam first. So here we go. So here we go. So bring up the first one. So one, two, three, four, and five. And that feels very good. And next light beam, remember there's three light beams coming in. These are the males. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody, so let's see how you feel. So today is April 15th. Typically, it's the day of the tax day. And it's also the day, I believe, that Abraham Lincoln was assassinated. So this is probably a really big ritual day for the dark side to do the ritual stuff. So let's clear away that energy from everybody. So here we go. Releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okie doke. So we'll see if our co-host is on here. Are you around out there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, everyone. Hi, Ron. Thank you so much for those clearings. We actually had a listener request to clear the date today, so we've taken care of that. Thank you, listener. I sometimes have forgotten to put the light being pictures up before the show starts, so I made sure today I had them so I can enjoy that little extra energy as well. And it really feels terrific. Thank you, Ron, for that so much. If you're a new listener, welcome. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. Please check that out after the show if you haven't been on there. There's a lot of information and a lot of free healings. And we're all thrilled to have you with us tonight, Ron. We have a couple of questions about physical illnesses tonight, Ron, so I thought we'd start with those comments. And I think I'll start with my, even though this one just came in, there's a couple others, but I want to start with my favorite one. Hi, Ron. Is it fair to say that in addition to the physical ways we are told disease can spread from person to person, that our mind control programs of constantly sharing and discussing and researching and complaining about disease and illness spreads them just as efficiently?
Yeah, so I guess the way to kind of look at that is, let's just say that you have a person that you see, could even be a family member, and but we'll just leave it, you know, outside of yourself and your little group of, you know, relatives. Now it's somebody else out there, and maybe they were in your, you know, you had your sewing circle group, you know, or your golfers group or something, you know. And also one person maybe caught cancer. Now everybody's concerned about it, and the person, you know, at first was talking about it, and now maybe they're kind of not coming to your group. They were for a long time, and also now they're not. And now the people in your group, naturally you had all the history from that person as they showed up maybe for a year in your group. Maybe they've been there for 10 years, and the last year they were talking about their cancer, and, oh, I went to the doctor, and they said this, that, and the other, and I went to my other visit. You know, each week I go now. And then all of a sudden a year goes by, and they're no longer with you, and now the group is talking about this person now is bedridden, et cetera. Well, so what's that happening to you? And more so, what's it happening to the group? So the people in the group are all energetically corded to that one person with cancer. So they actually are wearing the cancer T-shirt. Okay, maybe they should have a little ribbon on them too, probably, you know? And that would mean that they're now supporting cancer. And they're going to be identified with cancer as people see them if they have a little pink ribbon, you know? And from there, just knowing about it, you're bringing all that energy to you. And that's going to activate the cancer in your own DNA. And that's kind of what I think we're talking about here is, you know, all of a sudden you caught something, or something's happening to you, and you don't know why you got it, and it's because the people around you gave it to you. So that's how you probably need to, you know, look at the situation of people talking about their illnesses. And you really don't want to be involved with that illness, but as people keep bringing it up to you, it's activating stuff inside of you. So that's kind of the way I would look at it. And definitely, you know, you don't want to do that. So if you have somebody who complains a lot and talks about stuff and connects you to, you know, everything, then, you know, very good possibility you're going to have it because you are listening to that stuff, especially if you hear the problems with it and, you know, the diagnostics of this here. So that's what you don't want to do. So hopefully that helped you. What also happens is that the reason why you get connected to this is because you are choosing to listen to it. So you want to not do that type of stuff. So sometimes I get emails from people, and like I said, I only read maybe one or two lines on the email. After that, I'm overloaded, and I don't want to go any further. So when I get sent long emails, you know, over a half of, you know, maybe over one sentence or two, I just don't read it. Only because, you know, I live in the moment, and I'll be reading in the next sentence. I won't know what I read in the first sentence. So I don't want to, you know, I don't go there. But, you know, people tend to, at times, download all of their stuff, you know. And, you know, I have had, like, maybe, you know, a dozen paragraphs of information about somebody's illness before, when they got it, how they got it, what happened, who they went to, other practitioners, and, you know, I don't need all that stuff. And so that's, you know, the way the clearings work, it's very simple. You put in what your problem is, and from there the light beings start taking it away, if they can. The hardest thing with people is that at times I will only get people, and they hear about me at the very end, all right? They already have one foot in the grave, and the other one's on the banana peel, and, you know, it's raining outside, and they're about ready to drop over dead in about a week. And then they come to me, and they say, Ron, can you help my friend? Or, you know, I have this illness, and, you know, can you help me now? Well, it's very, very hard at that point. A year ago, before that, very possibly we could probably help them with maybe the, you know, the body jump start or something, you know. But, you know, once you start going down the tubes, it's very difficult to expect to have a healing. Now, it's not that it can't happen, but typically it's hard. Especially, and the hardest thing is when you have all these things that the doctor told you on the programming, okay? So that's why absentee healing is sometimes, but not always, but sometimes quicker and faster when I work with people than it is in person. So if you came on one of the calls, we'll say, and maybe, you know, you had some kind of condition, you know, maybe you twisted your ankle or something. I don't need to know about that. You just request the healing yourself on the calls. So, you know, there could be energetic cording to your twisted ankle. You know, it could be somebody could have gave it to you with a psychic attack. So you got to figure out how and why you got it. But from there, you know, you do the clearings to kind of alleviate all the darkness out of you. So what we're doing is taking away your darkness. Now, if you happen to see, say an X-ray of something, and you see the broken bone, right away that's imprinted in you, and now you're in fear, and all that energy is around that broken bone from the X-ray, it's going to be very, very, very hard for you to heal because your mind grabbed a hold of that, and that now is its truth. So for me, just having the information, like you have an owie or something or whatever, makes it much easier for me to go in there and help you than it is to have this long explanation about what it is and everything else. Because that's just mind energy talking. That's the dark side telling you what your condition is. And naturally, you probably have that. But, you know, basically, you only have two energies. You have balanced energy where you're perfect, we'll say, and unbalanced where you're not. So if you just make it very simple, like, I have an owie and it shouldn't be that way, can you please help me? And, you know, my left ankle hurts or something. At that point, you know, you're going to have much better luck than going into the long, and you can't say that it's sprained or broken. That's okay. But anything beyond that is more difficult. So that's kind of the way it works. And as you get told more about your condition, how bad it is and everything else, that puts you into the fear mode. And unfortunately, that fear mode is going to cause you problems. And so you probably want to clear your fear also. But that's sort of the way I look at things. So, you know, you don't want to come on and give this long explanation about your situation, because everybody has situations. And if you have something and you just heard about Creation Light Ship and you wonder why maybe you're not having results and you just got your illness, well, you need to clean yourself out because you're full of darkness, and the darkness gave it to you. So it's, you know, it's sort of like unrealistic, although, you know, this could happen. You could have a miracle healing. But basically, it's unrealistic for you to think that you can have something taken away instantly that could have taken, you know, 30 years to manifest with all your mind energy, okay? And that's why we have the clearings to help you out. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you. Are you out there, Ann?
I sure am. So when people start talking to us about their problems and their diseases, that is like an alien mind program, right? I mean, it seems almost like a setup. Like
that is correct, yeah, and they're setting you up.
So yeah.
Whoever they are would be setting you up to this situation, which can give it to you.
Right.
Yeah, but they're sliming you with this stuff. So you just got to really understand that, you know, where you are, you don't want to be in there with their healing, you know,
mm-hmm.
or with whatever they're dealing with. Because you will, in a sense, you know, with your sensory body, you know, sometimes take on that illness, feeling sorry for somebody. Remember, your emotions are going to attach to that condition. So it's, you know, it sort of goes kind of against a lot of practitioners out there who are doing different types of things, because all of a sudden, when you hear that, it kind of makes you feel like, gee, am I a robot, you know, or, you know, I don't care any longer. Well, remember, your whole responsibility for living here is to keep your body temple sacred, okay? So, you know, that's why you want to continuously do your clearing, stay on top of it, and don't get caught up in somebody else's drama. And if you do, then try to figure out why you got caught up in it and what's happening to you. Because that could be a gift, but other than the gift, you don't want to manifest that, you know? It's kind of like going into a room and how long are you going to stay there if everybody's sneezing, okay? You're going to either relocate yourself in the room if it's big enough. You know, typically, you know, that's what I think you would do. You know, I can't talk for everybody, but for myself, I'm not going to stay there, you know? I don't want to catch their bad Scoobies and their illness, and I don't even want to, you know, have it connect to me. So from there, you just walk away, Renee, and, you know, leave. And I'm sure everybody would do that, you know? And you don't know what's going out of them, what aliens are coming out of them, you know? But anyway, that's kind of keeping it simple here. You know, you got to realize you're here to protect your spirit and your body, okay? Because your spirit goes along for the ride. So if you end up catching cancer, we'll say, and I'm not trying to point fingers at anybody, you know, or make you feel bad, but your spirit's going to have cancer because it mimics you. And so that's why you need to keep your body temple sacred, you know, maybe do some of those slime clearings or ones that you think might be appropriate for you. And, you know, keep your body temple sacred so that you can have a much, much better life, because it will take on what you're dealing with, okay? So hopefully that it's helping everybody. And I think most of you are going to agree with me. But to the new listeners, the newbies, they may go, you know, I don't know about this here, you know, because it doesn't sound like my New Age teachings that I had, where I have to give them myself and, you know, do all this stuff for other people, you know, to be a slave to them, or, you know, to, you know, bring in the energy of Archangel Michael to help them or something, because that energy is running through you. So you're actually running the energy of the dark side, Archangel Michael, through you, unfortunately, and you may not like that. So anyway, back to you. Are you still there, Ann?
Yes, Ron. Sorry, I'm here.
Okay.
Just one more thing before we move on from that. So you're really clear that it's not good for us, any of us, to be talking about anything going on in our lives for us or to get involved with other people. And we can probably do a lot about that in a way. We can certainly stop talking ourselves about any conditions. People that are close to us, like a family member or even a coworker, can say, stop, like, I don't want to hear this anymore. But also, things still happen, you know, in life, like a neighbor or someone you don't know that well, and they just start in on you, you know, because they think that's the interesting thing to talk about. So if that happens to you and you're kind of stuck, the key is to not become emotional in any way. Is that right? To just, if you stay neutral, and hopefully you've protected yourself already and you're shrink-wrapped, and then if you continue, I mean, you could potentially listen to somebody's big, long story and not be activated at all. Is that correct?
Well, if you're in the moment, yes, it'll just run off your back. But if you're not in the moment, you know, well, chances are you're going to be connected to it because something in you is going to be awakened, okay? So once you hear it, I wouldn't go there personally, okay? Because it's going to start activating in you. It's really hard to say, you know, where that issue is, and you'll probably be connected. So, you know, you may hear it and say, you know, and just walk out, you know, because some people want to have sympathy, So they're going to tell you all their stuff, but they're actually harming you.
Right.
Just think of that person that's talking, and they have lung cancer, and you're a foot away from them. Are you going to be breathing their lung cancer? Well, possibly. I would think so, right? So if that's a yes, then are they giving you lung cancer? Because you have the energy right with you, okay? I'm sure some people that might be doctors or nurses listening may not like this too much, but are you infected then with that? Well, yeah, I'd say that would probably be a good assumption. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Is it possible that you could, do maybe a mental body sample for us of something we heard about that might help us out a little? Is there any kind of sample you could do?
Yeah, here we go. So think of the person that talked to you about an illness, and here we go. So one, two, we can take away the energy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do it one more time. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So the hard part about this is the fact that, you know, it could be a loved one or family member, and you need to connect with them. So I'm sure people are listening, and that's kind of maybe what they have to do is see their parents or relative or something who has an illness. So what do you do with that? So maybe I'll turn it over to you, and maybe some other people can come on. You want to probably do the shrink wrap because this is a touchy subject here, because eventually, you know, people do, you know, pass away, we'll say, and you might be there. So what do you think, Ann?
Well, yeah, I understand. It's more difficult if you are very close to someone, a family member, and you kind of have to deal with it, you know. And if you're a new listener, you might think, gee, these people are cold. They're not very caring. But we have to remember that we have to take care of ourselves, first of all, and our own bodies and our own spirits. And then we have the healings to clear us. So I guess if you're a caregiver, you know, or with someone close and you have to somehow deal with maybe medications and doctors and everything, the answer is back to the tools that you've given us and the clearings. And I think it's, you know, yes, you're right, it's a touchy subject, Ron, but I think it's a really good one to have to bring out into the open. And we have another question someone's asking, and, I just to follow up, you've kind of answered this, but not quite. Somebody wants to do healings for a family member on what they are calling serious or severe conditions, right? And would the healings take the place of, you know, or should they be taken along with medicine? And then they'd like their family member to try the healings, but they're not sure if it would work and cure the condition. And, you know, I know you're never going to tell someone to stop taking medicine. But
that's the first thing. So do what you think is best. As far as will the clearing cure you? Well, I can't guarantee anything. You know, doctors can't guarantee anything either, you know. So What I could say is, you know, it depends where you are on your, like our Monday show, the Healing Highway. You know, remember, everything happens in the invisible, and then it happens in the physical. So what have you healed in the invisible to cause your problems, okay? So that's the first thing. So if you did nothing, then it's a little harder to work with. But where are you on your illness? How much time does your person, your friend, have left to live, okay? And what shape is their body in, okay? Are they going to be able to, remember, the healings will work. It'll take away their stuff. But if you have a situation to where, you know, you have one of your body organs failing, will these clearings help you or fix it? I can't guarantee it's going to fix you, but very possibly it can help. But, you know, it's hard to say where you are with this particular situation. So all you can do is do what we recommend. The emotional one is first. That's typically what gave them their problem, okay? So get that energy off, and then from there, just see how you can help them. You know, but I can't guarantee they're going to be well afterwards. You know, I don't think anybody can guarantee that. But, you know, the whole thing is, if you want to do something in the invisible realm, which is what we work with, and clean out your darkness, and when we get the darkness cleaned out, then all of a sudden you may feel much better. And you may be able to, you know, get enough energy in your body to have it so the illness will not stay with you. Remember, it's only staying with you because you have blocked energy, and it's resonating with that, okay? So, you know, like if your grandparents had a situation, and great-grandparents, and now your parents have that, you know, we'll just look at that, then, you know, it's passed on to them and from each generation, and now your parents have it. Are you going to have that? Well, maybe you have it too. Maybe if you clear away the energy out of you, then maybe it can work possibly, you know, back to your parents. Sometimes it works that way, but definitely clear your parents out of that particular situation. You know, if you know something like, we'll just say like, you know, one of the cancer things, we'll just say lung cancer. So, you know, what are you going to do with that, you know? How are you going to attempt it? How are you going to get it out of them? You can't jump into an actual healing first, because the healing is not really going to work. You need to clear out the densities that caused it. That's your emotions. And then from there, maybe go back and kind of reevaluate, is the person in fear? Because, you know, you don't know what the premise for cancer is, okay? You know, what one of these energetic bodies got contaminated and now started leaking its density, its energy blockages, its negativity, the darkness, whatever word you want to use there, into you or into them. And, you know, you need to get that released. And then you can start to maybe see some improvement. How long can it take? I don't know. Like the one person I worked with, he drove from the first session that I worked with him, an hour session. He said that he had a drive to Las Vegas, and I didn't know that. He says he's going to go to his post office box or something, drive his car, and he drove from L.A. to Las Vegas and back. He had cancer, and he was like, he was bedridden, and just one session did that. I can't say that happens to everybody. But, you know, I was kind of shocked when he mentioned that, and so was his doctors, you know, that he was able to get in his car and physically drive, and that's a long ways to go, you know, and it was in the summertime. So anyway, you know, the bodies do respond once you get rid of the blockages out of them, but how many blockages do you have? And then how many people have you told, or we'll just say one of your parents has an illness, right? Like I started the show off with, and now they got 50 people or all your relatives knowing that you have this cancer, and they're putting energy on it too. Maybe they're going to church praying for you, and now you're being hooked up more to the aliens. And so all of a sudden now you got to clear off this dark side practitioner energy that's hitting them from everybody who knows they have cancer, because they already have had the person probably buried in the grave. You know, you say I have cancer, you know, they go, uh-oh, you know, we want to disattach ourselves here. We don't want to be connected to that person because it's going to be too painful. Heart energy is going to be too bad, and, you know, they probably won't be here in 2 years. And so, you know, right away they have you buried in your grave. And now that's like a psychic attack on you, and that's going to kill you. What do the doctors think when somebody walks in and they get diagnosed? I'm sure their eyes go, cha-ching, here's some money here. Great. It'll be a short-term thing maybe, but I got all this money from that insurance company or whatever. And whip-de-doo, you know. And I'll go out and buy my Lamborghini, you know, because I got 100 of these people. And so, you know, and they only have them for a short amount of time. And, you know, the doctor going to say, wow, this is great. You have this? Well, here's a pharmaceutical drug that's going to cure you. Just take it. $100 and you're on your way. Well, they don't do that, you know. So basically, you know, the mindset of somebody else with the condition is going to imprint on you. Not only do you have the illness, you have all the negativity, all the dark energy from people who know you have it being attached to you. They're all dark side practitioners. That's why you want to do that clearing, too, to get this stuff off of them. So anything you want to add, Ann? Maybe we've got some comments on the show. It would be nice to have a newbie come on if there's a newbie out there that would like to maybe, you know, ask questions here.
Okay, I'm looking. We don't have any live comments, Ron, but we have a couple that are kind of related that I want to share. Someone wrote in, and I think, well, let me read this, and then I'll just give you my comment at the end. Hello, Ron. I have been using the People Courting Clearing for several months now with great success. I purchased it to help me with a situation of two people who court me a lot. This has pretty much stopped now. What a relief. Thank you. Should I also enter into the box all my family members, friends, and coworkers just to be sure I am free of attack courting? I know not all at once, but should I assume everyone I know could be courting me? And that made me think, well, if you are around someone and you might be connecting to their condition or disease, wouldn't the people courting possibly help that?
Yes, I think it would, yes, uh-huh.
Okay. And back to that person's question, should we all, if we're doing the people courting, kind of clear everybody we know?
Yeah, if you think they're thinking about you, putting energy, you know, in your direction, I would say probably yes. Remember, that's what people do here, so it's nothing that's really that uncommon, because that's how the dark side works through people.
Right. So it seems like this person was aware of some real negative energy coming to them from two people in their lives. So that's great that they cleared that off. But also there could be people that even are well-meaning that could be courting us, right?
Yes, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. And here's another that, you know, I feel kind of related to the health discussion that someone wrote in. Hi, Ron. I want to give you a testimonial about the wonderful tools you have given us. They work for real in the real world. There's a woman who works in a store near me who for ages would attach herself to me, tell me her problems, complain, etc. I was unwilling to stop going to that store as it's a wonderful organic grocery right near my house. Since practicing the Creation Lightship tools every day, she leaves me alone. I am invisible. The last time I saw her, she looked at me like she didn't even know who I was. Thank you, thank you.
Very good.
We were talking about that, I can't remember which show, but just recently, about how, you know, if you're neutral or the more neutral you can be, the more invisible you are, and I think that's what that person is speaking to.
If that's what it feels like, yeah. Because people connect to you only because of the darkness that they're reading from your psychic billboard. And so once you kind of understand that, then as, you know, things change and you start to have clearings and your auric field is not contaminated, we'll say, where people come to you from your contaminated auric field because like attracts like and they want to commiserate with you, then, you know, all of a sudden you're going to realize that, yeah, wow, I'm cleaned off now, and I feel better, and people are responding to me differently, and, you know, I am, in a sense, invisible because I'm not relating to those people. So that's the nice thing. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, someone is asking, if we shrink wrap ourselves before a story is told, do we still get connected to the energy?
You're going to be hearing it and maybe even seeing it. So it may not stick to your body, you know, as much, but you're still imprinting it as a mind energy, okay? That's the problem, is that you're still connecting yourself to it. That's, you know, that's the unfortunate thing that we have. And that's the way it works here.
If it happens, Ron, let's say you're out and you bump into a neighbor walking down the street and they give you some story. If you immediately say a command, you know, all of those energies leave my body and spirit now. And
you
know,
might be able to do that before it starts to activate programs. You might try that, yeah.
I mean, it can't hurt, right, to just say that as soon as you walk away from the person, I command all of that energy, just leave me now. Whatever
yep.
it was, and then, of course, when you get home, or as soon as you can, run some healings on yourself, and if you can, and, okay.
And if you do, if that does happen, you know, if you can momentarily stop yourself and say, wow, where is this energy being directed into my body, okay? So that's another way of looking at it. How is it connecting to you and where? And if you can maybe understand that, then you know that you've got blocked energy there, and you might be able to ward off a lot of stuff because that's the door that's opened in you to take this energy into your body to harm you. Remember, it has to go someplace. So it first goes into your ears, we'll say, and then from there it goes into your body someplace. And if you could figure out where that is, that would be great. But, you know, there's always a gift in everything, unfortunately. Sometimes it doesn't look that way, but, you know, kind of look at what people tell you. That's what I say, go to a shopping center and watch people and consciously judge them, okay? Remember, you're not supposed to judge, but if you start judging somebody, then you're going to find out where your judgment is, okay? And you go, wow. So I'm judging this person because, you know, they're wearing green clothes today, you know, and they shouldn't have green clothes on today, you know, or whatever. Or maybe the lipstick doesn't match or something, or they, you know, whatever, you know, who knows. Maybe they have two left shoes on, you know, whatever. But whatever it is that you're judging, that's stored inside of you as a judgment. And where are you holding that energy in your body? So that's, you have to realize, is that going to harm me? Well, of course it is. You got a judgment on it. So, you know, you can ask your body to release it and see if it will. But, you know, you may want to do a clearing on it. So, you know, you can always ask to have your body release it. And it might take you, you know, 500,000 times to get it out of you, but it could be successful, where the clearings are much quicker. But the whole thing is, you need to figure out if you want to do, be an analytical person. You need to figure out where it is, and you don't always know where it is, but you know you have a judgment. So if you don't know, then by all means, get in there and start cleaning things out, and know that there's always a gift there. But if you judge people consciously, and you start writing down what those judgments are, voila, you may be in great shape, you know. After you figure out where they are, then you can do clearings on them. So you should be able to see everybody walking in front of you or being around you and shouldn't mean anything to you whatsoever. That's the way it's supposed to be. So, no judgment. They're doing their own thing, and you're doing your own thing, and everybody is kind of on common ground, and let them do what they want to do. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron, thank you. So much terrific information tonight. I was thinking about the person that said, you know, asked about the shrink, you know, have you shrink-wrapped before you hear the story? Well, yeah, and if you haven't, then their energies can get into your auric field, right? So even if you don't listen or you, you know, command to leave your body, you could end up walking around and give it to the with it and give it to the next person if it's in your auric field.
Yep, that's correct. Uh-huh.
That's why it's so important to shrink wrap. I was wondering if we could have a sample healing, Ron, if for some reason the loneliness clearing came to mind for me. Could we have a sample of that?
Okay, here we go. So loneliness. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, one, two, oh boy, three, four, and I have a five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, see if that helps everybody.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. Maybe some people, you know, have a lot of friends who only talk about their illnesses, so they were thinking they were going to be lonely because they don't want to hear about it anymore. And I know my I had a relative who, as she got older, she really couldn't be around her friends because she said all they talk about is how sick they are and their doctor's appointments, and I don't want to hear it. And they have nothing else to say anymore.
Yeah, and that's their life. And, you know, it gets to be a really hard one, you know. You know, there's no simple way to deal with that as you get older, you know. So, but, you know, if you're younger, you know, try to do some clearings for them to help them out. You know, it's hard to, you know, when you get into the emotions of things, and maybe they're your parents or somebody, that gets to be a little difficult, and you just can't divorce them, although that would be another way of looking at it, but you probably aren't going to do that. But you need to, you know, to help them, you know, you got to help yourself, and, you know, it just gets to be, you know, a problem with a lot of people because they don't know what to do, and you're stuck into that mode of what's happening. So anyway, I don't know what else to say there. You just need to help them with their emotional clearing, first of all, if you want to do anything to help them. So that will tend to get rid of what caused their illness. I can't say it's going to get it 100%, but remember, the emotions cause your illnesses. So once you clear the emotions and you feel freed up and you don't have all this anxiety in you and things from your past, then all of a sudden you may start to feel much, much better. And that energy of illness, sickness may not find a home in you. So if that's what you want to do is clean it out. Even if you have an illness, then you get rid of that and then your body can have some relief. Otherwise, you know, you're wearing this straitjacket on of this illness with the T-shirt, and, you know, you have all that energy, and what caused it is still with you. You're being suffocated by it. So you need to get that space, so it may help you. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I had a question that popped into my mind there. if you're doing timeline crashes on something physical, do the light beings understand what we mean if we put in their blocked energy, like remove blocked energy from this organ or any energy, blocked energy in my body from when this happened, this X thing happened? Is that a valid or a good way to clear stuff on timelines?
Yeah, the timeline you want to put your condition in. And so if it's not too complicated, you know, then just go in there and put down what you have. If it seems to be a lot of stuff, then, you know, work on one at a time.
Okay, so you don't need to write in blocked energy in the body or anything.
No, you want to put in exactly what your problem is. You know, sore toe, hurt foot. You know, if you have a diagnostic, word, you may want to put that in there of how you were diagnosed. But, you know, you don't want to get too wordy with it, okay?
Okay.
Well, if you do have lung cancer, I have lung cancer. That's what you put down. But don't get into a whole bunch of other things. And only on timeline crashes, only do one thing at a time. Maybe the lung cancer is giving you pain. Well, that's a whole different timeline crash, okay? So, you know, maybe you have a hard time breathing. Well, that may be another one, too. The main thing is you want to get rid of the cancer. And what it's doing for you and creating for you is another timeline crash, okay? And only put up one related timeline crash at a time. So, you know, you could possibly do maybe pain along with the cancer, but it's probably best just to do one and hit it, you know, for a long time. Maybe do a couple thousand of those. And then next do pain, lung pain, you know, without the word cancer in it, and try that. Because, you know, when you're on these timelines and you're physically living there, you know, all that you're going to be having there is lung pain. Maybe they don't have any doctors, you know, on that timeline that you're on. You know, you're assuming that it's going to be like here. So maybe they just have you, you know, in a corralled area like cattle, and everybody who has cancer, you know, now you're brought there, but all you know is that your lungs are hurting. You have a hard time breathing. So you never heard about cancer. So what you want to do is just put down, you know, a breathing difficulty or something. Or your lungs hurt when you take a big breath, a deep breath. So you want to keep it very simple. And the more of those you can do, each one of those is going to be on a timeline that's affecting you. Like I said, you want to try to figure out what energetic body, you know, is causing that condition, you know, and, you know, if you do some clearings and, you know, get that magnetic twisted body clearing, and, you know, with that, your best bet is to buy the body jumpstart that's included in it. But, you know, you want to get that clearing, you know, as you maybe do a few clearings and do that one, or do the body jumpstart maybe once a week or something. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Wow, just a lot of wonderful information tonight, and we're already getting near the end of the show. Let me just check our time. Oh, we're okay. We don't have extra time, right, on Wednesdays.
No.
Okay, we have more, you know, actually many more emails, so let me move on. This is a nice one. Jesus observation question. Thank you for sharing that you were helping Jesus with healings during his life on earth. I realized that people talk about the loaves and fishes miracle he performed, but say little about what he said at that time. Is that because he was doing clearings on people like you are doing for us now?
It's very, very similar, yes. It was so much easier to do healings back then. It would be like, I just snap my fingers and things happen instantly. Although the complexity of some things, because of 2,000 years of darkness in people, you know, of conditions and situations and just say illness, as you're talking about illness, is harder to release. And so as you start having all these thoughts going into your body, they start to control your body, and you start losing the longevity of the body. And that's kind of what's going on, plus all the timelines. So, yeah, it was much easier back then. But if you watch my expos or been to my conferences, I'll just start snapping my finger to do healing. And that would be, you know, much like happened, you know, 2,000 years ago. What I could say is that there's something in the Bible where Jesus talked about, you know, like your faith healed you, okay? Well, I don't think that's exactly correct, okay? It's the fact that maybe you just happened to show up, okay? So just showing up is enough. You know, when I go to the expo, people go there, they don't know what to expect, you know. They might read something in the program guide, and I'm talking, you know, or I start doing clearing. They have really no faith of anything, typically, as to, like, their pain is going to be relieved, or they're going to feel an implant leave their body, or maybe sometimes I'll take energetic objects out of them, and all of a sudden their neck readjusts, and their headache goes away. So it's not their faith that they're putting faith in anything. It's just showing up. And at that point, in a sense, it would be, I guess it would be my faith, in a sense, that's running the energy. Because I don't think or try to conjure up anything or do any types of mantras. You know, I'm in the moment, and it's clear. And so if I had to judge myself or think, gee, is this really going to work? Anything like that, it would not work, okay? That's why I'm in the moment. Otherwise, if I start using mind energy, then I'm going to start judging, oh, man, this person here is limping or something, and I wonder if I can really do this. No, I don't even perceive that energy. I'm in the present moment, and when I snap my finger, you know, I can do as much as I can for you according to how your energetic bodies are contaminated. And some people, you know, can have an instantaneous healing that they've had for a long time. And then you have some other people who have a lot of contamination and it doesn't seem to work. But at the expos, normally when I do the presentations, I would say most people feel something. I haven't had anybody say it never worked. I imagine somebody could say that. But, you know, they all, you know, they when I do something, it works. And I'm not looking at anybody. I'm not trying to read them psychically or anything else. They just showed up, and that's their advantage of just coming to one of the workshops or lectures that I have. Oh, back to you.
That's great, Ron. Yeah, and of course we all know people that unfortunately do also hear about you and then don't, you know, don't stick with it or don't want to do the healings, and it's unfortunate. Okay, we have time for at least one more question, and this is a good one. If I get an alien attack and feel pain, would having done the pain clearing prevent that from happening? So I guess they're saying if you clear out your pain body, will the aliens attacking of you hurt less?
I would say that would be correct, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Remember, they're only connecting to you because they're getting mileage out of it, okay? Means that they're connecting to you because you have something going on which is giving them energy. That's the way to look at it. And so as you start working with your energetic bodies, then all of a sudden, as the pain starts to subside, they're not going to want you. They'll look for somebody else with some pain, like entities. So that's kind of the thing. So if anybody's listening and maybe, you know, maybe their parents have a situation going on or something or you know, their husband or wife or something, entities are the main thing because all of a sudden entities will come to you or that come to that person and the entities will have that illness. So you want to get rid of entities. So that's what I would suggest doing, you know, continuously, especially with addiction. You want to do entity clearing how many? I would run that person maybe four times a day if a person has a illness that's life-threatening. Get rid of those entities. Oh, and then work on, you know, like we said, you know, the other clearings. So hopefully that helps you. So back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And it's almost time to say goodbye. Could we have, before we go, maybe a sample of the pain body healing?
Sure. Here we go. Pain body. So think of the pain that you may have in your body. And I'll count to five. So here we go. Releasing that pain that you're requesting. And one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, so let's do the mind-to-heart drop. This you should be doing a lot. And here we go. Mind-to-heart drop. Commanding your spirit to take the thoughts in your head and drop them down into your heart. So dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Hopefully this show's helped you. And thank you, Ann. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you later. Blessings.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, Ron. Night all.